My phone, Medford, and you're listening to Skybar. The name of the show is Rising. Going to play a lot of music tonight by a band called Mono and Stereo, who have a new release out. Going to get a phone call from Bill Maynard in about, I'm going to play probably four songs. Then Bill's going to call in, and we're going to chat about this little bit. I'm going to play a lot of it. It's called Can't Stop the Bleeding. Fantastic band, Mono and Stereo, but I'll get to that, obviously, a bit later. Right now I'm going to play some rock and roll, and we're going to play a lot of Mono after about three tunes. This is Husker Du.
No need to touch your mind. time stretch, doorways to the unknown, where hurt becomes love and pain is happiness. Born in black, we've only ever wanted to go back. Born in black, explode out of ether, then it back into it. Dancing toward the abyss, you and me swallowed up by a black hole. In perpetual concession, I think I understand it now. I cannot escape the pull, fall into the collapse, let the time stretch. Great distance unknown, this way to the exit, there's no turning back.
Explode out of the ether, then back into it. Born in
All right, that was Mono in Stereo. The song was called Different Kind of Man. As I said, that was off their new EP, Can't Stop the Bleeding. Bill should be calling in a minute now, but that's a fantastic new release by them. Before that, to open the show, we heard Husker Du with a song called Sorry Somehow. Jeff Palmer, this one's going to be hot. He has a new CD out called Pulling Out All the Stops. Great stuff as well. That's also on Rumbar Records, as is this Mono release. And of course, we had Laura Jane Grace and the Devouring Mothers with Born in Black off their CD, Bought to Rot. But it's 814 WMFO in Medford. And, hold on. We got a call. WMFO in Medford.
It's us again.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on? How you doing?
Good. Let me tell a little bit first about how I came to find you guys. Lou gave me your CD long for yesterday. It was, what, 2015, I think?
Yeah, back then.
And, well, I liked that a ton, as you guys probably know. Played it a lot, and so now we're back with some new stuff. And it's great. When how long you guys been together, and a little bit about the background of the band?
This version mm-hmm. of Mono and Stereo probably started in 2012-ish. Yeah, around there. Mono and Stereo existed with the other three members and not Bill before that, but it was really a different thing. We just completely started from scratch and used the same name as all.
Right. And how'd you get how'd you find Lou on Rumbar?
We were in a band called Mulligan Stew in the 90s, the bulk of us, three of the four of us.
Yeah.
And we were familiar with Melted back then. We were on the Melted comp back then and stuff, so we knew Lou from back in the day.
Fantastic guy, isn't he? And he does a great job promoting his bands.
Yes. Yeah, no, he's amazing.
Yeah, we appreciate his enthusiasm.
Love him to death.
Yeah, and this thing is fantastic. I'll play mostly, there's some weird rule you can't play an entire release. So we got, five tracks on this? I'll play four of them. And I might play something off of Long Fall because I like that so much too. When we're done chatting here anyway.
We appreciate it. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah, you guys are great. I saw the Petty credit on Fours. Is that because of the little musical Petty thing you pulled in?
The guy we wrote the song about, he's a huge Petty fan.
Yeah.
Had to make the reference for his sake. And, it's such a great piece of music.
Certainly would never deny that we stole it.
I was listening. Well, yeah, you pick it right up. Well, it's weird. I was, because I listened, I'm one of these weird guys that reads liner notes and things like that, but I listened to the CD I read it first and I said Petty. I'm thinking to myself, they collaborate with Petty on something. But then I heard the song and I said, oh, okay.
definitely had to give credit where credit is due.
Yeah, I'll be playing that later when we hang up. That's one of the ones I'm going to get in there for sure. And I like that you guys are big. Well, I'm a big proponent of LGBTQ, and is that song as well kind of like a message for that, more or less?
My best friend in the last year had his gender confirmation surgery.
Oh, cool.
And it was I just couldn't, or just punk rock than just being your true self, and it just inspired me to want to write a song about and standing up for who he is. And letting other people know, hey, you're not alone. We're here, and we're not going to let you get marked.
Yeah, it's a great message. And then punk rock and music in general is supposed to be an inclusion, and like you said, accepting all people for all kinds of whatever they want to be in. Go ahead.
An interesting little tie-in, since you're probably familiar with the first record.
Yeah.
The closing track, Another Man's Time.
Yeah,
that violin was played by Nathaniel.
Oh,
pretty odd. Not that it matters, but yeah, it was coincidentally.
Yeah, that's cool. So, you You're not coming around here with this thing, are you? You coming to the East Coast at all?
Yes.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. No specific plans as of yet, but definitely.
Oh damn! I'll definitely have to hit that. You know this, because you guys, I should say, Rockford, Illinois. Is that where you're from?
Yep.
Wow. So you're gonna get a try and get some Rumba people on board with that thing, and
yeah, we've been talking with Lou about it, and Tom Baker.
Yeah, Baker's great. Yeah.
I love that guy. In fact, we sent this record out to Tom to kind of get his ear on it.
Yeah.
I know I sent you a track early on.
Yeah.
I
think Different Kind of Man. Yeah.
Yeah. And we can't wait to get out there. You know, it's been too long since we've been out that way. It was back when we were in Mulligan's too, and
yeah,
we wanted to do that on the last record, you know, get out on the East Coast, but
yep.
we ran into some issues. Our drummer got hurt and hurt his leg really bad, and it kind of gave us a sidestep.
Yeah.
But this time around, we're ready to go for it and stretch our legs and get back out that way.
That's cool. I'll definitely plug that when it comes about. You know that.
Yeah, that's why the record's actually called Can't Stop the Bleeding. It was sort of symbolic for the nature that trying to make that record was
arduous.
It was beyond belief. We hit every possible roadblock and obstacle in our personal lives you could imagine. So that's why it took as long as it did.
Yeah.
We're just glad that we got it to where we got it.
Yeah, it's all great stuff. But all right, you got anything else you want to throw in? I'm going to get back to playing your... I'm going to pretty much play most of it, yeah.
Well, you know, really appreciate you including us on the show.
Oh, and, no, that's what I'm here to get. I'm like the middleman. There's great music out there, and it's not heard on commercial radio, so I'm just trying to get music out to people. It's great stuff.
No, we really appreciate it, and we really appreciate the support you gave the last record. And
that was great.
Again, you know,
should have been huge. I'm thinking this thing should be huge. This should be played everywhere. What's going on?
I don't know if we have it in us.
Yeah, right. That might be asking too much, right?
Yeah. I don't know if I can take it anymore.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, guys. And again, I like your message and I like your music.
I appreciate it. Yeah, looking forward to meeting you in person.
Yeah, I'll definitely be at the show. You know, and tune in. Stay tuned. We're gonna play this thing.
All right. I appreciate it. Thanks, man.
All right, guys. We'll talk soon.
Okay, all right. Take care.
All right. Peace.
Bye.
Bye. All right. That was cool. That was the guys from Mono and Stereo. I think it was they tried to conference call this thing. I think that was Bill along with Kevin on the phone there. But as I said, we played Different Kind of Man off Can't Stop the Bleeding. I'm going to play a lot more of it now. This is the single. This is the first single, I think, you can more or less say, that was off it. Great stuff. This is called The Conversation.
Highway 213 won't take us there, but it'll get us close to where we're headed. It's a quarter to nine and the truck stop trucks wear off, but the session ahead to take us to some. That I'm screaming at a wall. We can hang out.
going nowhere. We can hang out here, but we can't hang out too long. Cause this conversation, it's nowhere. We'll be right back.
right, WMFO in Medford, mono and stereo. Just heard Can't Stop the Bleeding from the CD by the same name. We also heard off that CD, The Conversation, Fours. Fours got cut at the end there. I lost the last 30 seconds or so. I don't know what happened. I might try to get to that later on, but it's a fantastic CD. I'm psyched to hear that those guys are going to be coming out later this year. I might play something off of Long for Yesterday a little bit later in the show because I like that a lot as well. So, right now, I'm going to stick to the local stuff. This is a guy named Nat Friedberg. Used to be in the Upper Crust. This is a tune from him.
Time goes by and waits for now. So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Thank you. the spoon. The preacher, he told me to watch out for her. She's bad and she's bony. She's what I prefer.
Right, that was Little Billy Lost with My Magdalena. Before that, Mono and Stereo with Feels All Right off of Long for Yesterday. That was their first release, as I said when I was speaking to them. Liked that one a lot as well. The Coat Hangers with Hey Buddy, Nat Friedberg, World to Come. It's 8:45. I'll be back one more time to say see you. This is a band called The Von Trapps. They're getting quite a bit of buzz. They're going to be in next week. They're from Salem, hence the name of this song. The Von Trapps. Here we go. We'll be right back.
one not to settle scores. Filthy the rich and you steal from the poor. Think I'm a puppet in your show. You're smart when you bring me down. I'm the reason you're talk of the town. A little too
feel alright. You got me feeling like a million bucks. Make me wanna fall in love, baby. When you put
All right, I'm out. That was Gary Clark Jr. Feeling Like a Million. Before that, The Interrupters with Control. The Von Trapps with Which City. As I said, they'll be in next week. I'm going to leave some new stuff here from Bad Religion. Going from Gary Clark Jr. to Bad Religion, a bit of an extreme. Here we go. See you next week. Peace.
Crystal.